I'm Jane Frankham. Jumping New South Wales and Pony Club New South Wales would like to bring you an interview with the Show Jumping High Performance Manager for Equestrian Australia and Chef to Keep for the Australian Show Jumping Teams, Todd Hind. Firstly, Todd, a huge congratulations for becoming the FEI Jumping Director. This is a very recent appointment and it's so exciting, taking on the top show jumping job in the world. So Todd, how did this all come about?
So for the last 5 years I've been the EA High Performance Jumping Manager along with the Australian Chef to Keep. I've done a fair bit of travel over the last few years, travelling the world, taking the Australian team to the Olympic Games, the World Championships and numerous Nations Cups. I've been fortunate enough to have met and been introduced to quite a lot of international people in all different shapes of the sport, and earlier on this year I had a phone call suggesting that I apply and put my application in for the FEI Jumping Director's position. I guess you can say the rest is history.
Yes. So, Todd, can you tell us how and where you started your association with horses?
It's actually a pretty cool story, I guess. Growing up in the hometown of Bega on the far south coast with a horsey family, I grew up around and riding horses with all my family on the farm and attended the local pony club, Bega Pony Club. Which I started from word go and went right through the ranks there in Pony Club, and then later on discovering that passion for jumping, I transferred and became a member of the Bega Jump Club. And through family history, it's been in my blood.
Were you always interested in jumping, or did you dabble in other disciplines?
I think that definitely jumping's always had my heart. But from a young age, growing up on the farm, I was around cattle all my life as well. So you would do the odd camp draft and teams penning event as well.
And Bega's got quite a history with some pretty famous horse people. Can you expand on that?
Yeah, we're actually a small little valley, but seems to have produced quite a few horsemen over the years in the likes of Shane Plum, I guess you could say one of the best show horse competitors in the country. We're lucky enough to have the best driving competitor in the world in Boyd XL, and then numerous show jumpers that have represented the country, the Jamie Smith, Dion Williams. So we're a pretty fortunate valley to have produced so many.
So getting back to your new job, what will your new role involve?
So as the director of jumping, I oversee the whole jumping aspect of the FEI internationally. So from all areas, from officials to competitors, to the rules, to the calendar. At the end of the day, it's the sport that I'll be in charge of.
What do you see are the challenges for this new role?
Look, I definitely think the first challenge will be packing the bags and moving to the other side of the world, away from our amazing country here in Australia. But I'm fortunate enough to be moving to Switzerland, so I'm definitely looking forward to that. But the language barrier could be a little challenging.
So you started out as an auctioneer. Did you always want to work in the horse industry?
To be honest, I did. When I left school, I wanted to see what I could do with the horses, and unfortunately EI hit. In that time, I got the job as an auctioneer in Albury with Brian Unthank Rodwell, which I thought was going to be my life. And then, 4 years later, I moved to Sydney and started to pursue my jumping career again.
What advice can you give our younger viewers?
We're all passionate about horses, and we all have dreams. And I do believe that you need to dream big. And no matter what you do in life, you'll succeed if you dream big and go for your goals. So my advice there is reach for the stars and you'll get there.
So Todd, once again, congratulations on such such a wonderful achievement. And thank you on behalf of Pony Club New South Wales and Jumping New South Wales for giving us an insight into what lies ahead for you. We hope you enjoy living in Switzerland and make sure you come home to see us as much as you can. All the very best.